When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's WFAN's Yankees game day on BT and Sal, presented by TravelGuard.com. Time to hit you with the crown topic of the day. And, of course, it is the Yankees breathing life into this World Series, BT, extending their season for another day with a big win at the stadium in Game 4. You were on hand for that last night. And now you start to think, okay, well, you got one. You avoided embarrassment. You didn't get swept in this World Series. Now you have a chance to really make it a series by winning Game 5, avoiding having the Dodgers celebrate on your turf, sending this thing back to L.A. with their ace on the mound.
I got there about 5:15 yesterday, texted my buddy Christos over at the Hard Rock, who you met.
Yes.
He's the best. Shout out to the entire Hard Rock crew. They are awesome. They really are great. For years, they've been taking care of us. And I don't mean picking up bills. Like, their personality. Like, they are awesome people.
Yeah, letting us play with all the rings in the case over there and seeing all that stuff. I love Christos.
I almost lost the ring. So, as I get, I think I would have had to pay for that thing, honestly. And he said it was like $17,000.
The 2000 World Series ring.
Yeah.
Does BT have it? BT showing off and he lost it?
I found it like the fourth inning. Okay, so anyway, of opening day, I found it. I was absolutely, my mind was a wreck. Dove remembers that. Oh, my God. All right, so anyway, so I get there about 5:15, sit down, order a little food. And my sense was that Yankee fans were certainly happy that they were in the World Series, and they were trying to conjure up a little belief that this series, something could develop here. They didn't walk into the restaurant or walk in to watch batting practice or walk into tailgates, wherever they were hanging out, parking structures, having a beer, thinking the Yankees would absolutely win. They were hopeful. And let's face it, there wasn't a lot of evidence the first three games to give them, and me, as somebody who's there, a ton of confidence to think that it would absolutely happen. When we all walked out of the stadium, now, obviously, some people have more alcohol in them and the chants are a little louder, and it is what it is. But I mean, even the most grounded Yankee fan went from hopeful to, okay, I can see a little light here. We got our horse on the hill tomorrow, Gerrit Cole, Jack Flaherty, ain't good, not great. Some of his numbers on regular rest are not very good. And I think for me, Sal, what's really interesting about tonight is I'm obviously cold, and he was very good in Game 1, albeit it was only 88 pitches. But now you've got at least the bottom third of the lineup feeling better about themselves. Volpe's got to feel amazing. I can't imagine what he felt running around those bags last night as a Jersey kid, going yard, World Series, awesome.
He just looked great last night, stealing bases.
Yeah, he was flying.
That dirty uniform.
Oh,
great.
I loved it. Jumped on the set with Jeets, and Poppy after an A-Rod.
He's one of those guys that's a ball player. We talked about the Yankees not having enough ball players.
True.
He's one.
Yeah. So while I worry about some of the mechanics and what he's susceptible to, the low and away soft stuff, and maybe not always catching up to the high stuff, he is a ball player. I agree with that. So he's feeling better. And Verdugo, last couple of the games now, has had some good swings. Austin Wells, doesn't mean that they're going to join the party again tonight, but it means they're probably more likely to have some positive influence. And oh yeah, by the way, downstream, the more it takes Flaherty and others to really grind through at bats against those guys who are now waking up, the more vulnerable they might be against a Soto or a Judge, and leave something flat and see it turned around 440 feet.
Hey, all you could ask for is getting the win, and the Yankees did that last night. Now you got to win another one, and on paper going in, you'd give them the advantage just like they had in Game 1. They let Game 1 get away from them. If it plays out the same way as it did in Game 1 tonight, then I think the Yankees are going to win that game. I don't think Boone would make the same mistakes that he made. I feel like the Yankee bats will be better in this Game 5 at home, especially against Flaherty for the second time.
Yep.
I do get the feeling, though, Gerrit Cole is not going to be as dominant. At some point, the Dodgers lineup is going to break out, you would think, and they haven't even gotten going yet, and they have a 3-1 lead. But I will say, and I said this earlier, and in case you missed anything, check out on the Free Odyssey app, with Dave the Dunce Roberts as the manager of the Dodgers, the Yankees have a real chance. Not only did they have a chance against a bullpen game yesterday, but Roberts just given, or not trying his best to win that game in Game 4. You don't give away games, ever. And not, especially not in the World Series, and especially not to a team as dangerous as the Yankees. And now he could find himself in a little bit of trouble. All of a sudden, Yankees win today. Pressure starts to shift.
Completely.
The series shifts, but the pressure will start to shift as well on the Dodgers needing to get a win and avoid embarrassment. And most teams, BT, that are down 0-3 don't even force the Game 5. The Yankees have already done that.
By the way, yeah, and you did bring that up earlier, the stats are... At least the Yankees have found a way to do something most teams don't do who are down, or what they don't do down 0-3. I didn't even say this to you, and you guys were at the hockey thing and obviously watching the game. And you watched it when you got home. Paul O'Neill's first pitch. You hear about this?
No, I saw it. Yeah, I did see that on replay. Oh. Airmailed it.
I mean.
Yeah, to A.J. Burnett. I saw.
It's awful. And we respected it because he went back for more. He's like, no, nah, I'm the Warrior. I can't have that happen. And then he bounced one. Bounced one.
I did not see that. Hoff is saying in my ear, what now, Hoff?
Matsui's throwing the first one today.
Yes, okay. I heard that. I heard that last night. Hideki Tanaka was in the house last night. I was actually, Andrew Miller was two rows in front of me.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Steve Sharippa. Steve bounced a little bit early. I'm not trying to rat him out, but I feel like.
I can't blame him.
Come on. Bobby Bacala.
Yeah, he had to go home and play with his train set.
Oh, man.
I have a newfound appreciation for Bobby Bacala after watching it. I'm almost done.
Yeah, at first I'm like, come on, Tony. Yeah. Nobody respects him. And then as the seasons went on.
Kicks Tony. I just saw the episode where he kicks Tony's ass.
He laid him out. Yeah, that was when they were at the country house, the lake house. All four of them. That was awesome.
Anyway, yeah.
But did you see who else was there? New York quarterback. New York football quarterback was in the crowd.
Tommy DeVito was in the house.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Josh Allen. Was there.
Well, Tommy was there, too.
Allen was there.
Is he a Yankee fan?
I guess so. He's rocking a Yankee hat.
Everybody wants a part of the World Series. How about that?
I think that Tommy, you know, because Tommy DeVito, see the girl stand up, is a man of the people. I saw him, like, you know, with his agent, whatever, having fun. I thought the shot that I saw of Josh was more sweet-oriented, so Josh Allen kind of hanging with the highfalutins.
I can't blame him for that.
I tried to get it for a little bit last night. I couldn't.
BT and Sal, the fan of our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name-brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You know who else is going to be at Game 5 tonight? Mike in Garwood, who won the ticket.
Nice.
BT, Game 5. Mike, you're going to the World Series.
I'm in shock, guys. I can't believe it.
Mike.
Thank you so much.
All right. First of all, Mike, congratulations. This is awesome. What was the first Yankee team you remember watching? Just give me a year.
Oh, I'm 45, so I mean, I remember probably I was a big Don Mattingly fan.
The right guy won this. Have you ever been to the World Series before?
No, this will be my first time.
Who are you taking?
Yeah, he beat me. Who are you taking?
I'm taking my mom.
Oh,
are you married?
Let's go.
I'm married, but she's not a sports fan, so this was a no-brainer.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, until you get home. Well, Mike, enjoy yourself. Good luck. Enjoy the game. Glad that you're taking your mom. Hopefully the Yankees win for you.
I can't wait, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Mike. Thank you for listening and
fantastic.
Calling. How about that? I wanted to talk to one of these winners, but... Most people that win so far haven't wanted to get on the air. Mike was willing to do so.
Dude, imagine if you or I won back in the day the way we used to listen to the station. I would try to do a segment on the air.
I
want to come on. I want to leave.
Most people don't want to. I mean, look, the majority of listeners aren't the callers. So we get it, but we do appreciate Mike coming on and sharing his excitement. And he could say it was a no-brainer because his wife's not into it. I'm telling you, Mike, at some point,
you're going to pay for this one.
Yeah, but his wife?
Yeah, I take my mother. It's a no-brainer. At some point down the road, you took your mother to that game. What do you do for me?
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, you get her a piece of jewelry or, you know, you do some stuff that she, I don't know what she likes. I don't want to stereotype, you know, women's shoes and pocketbooks and purses, whatever they call them. But if his wife doesn't want to go, she doesn't have to go.
Even last
he got lucky, it sounds like.
I'm
not saying that. What I mean is, it doesn't seem like he's got much of a decision.
I got it.
I don't mean he got lucky because he gets to leave his wife home. I'm not saying that.
He said it was an no-brainer. Even last night, I came home with the Lululemon stuff. My wife was like, oh, what'd you get? And I was like, oh, I only got a couple pieces for me. I mean, I'm the Ranger fan. Oh, really?
Well, I got to be honest. That's a little less forgivable than what our guy Mike is about to do tonight. Lululemon. Now, I've got one or two Lululemon things, whatever. My wife got it for me at the outlets. And she's got some real Lululemon stuff. You should have probably got her something. Lululemon started with like hot yoga and cycling for women. Come on, dude.
I go. They gave us a bag to bring home. I was like, "How about that bag?
What a brown bag!
It was a nice Lululemon bag. I don't know,
a duffel bag or just a bag that you put like groceries in.
No, it was a legit bag. My wife loved it.
Oh, nice.
Okay. My wife loves it. There you go. And my wife was like,
oh, she didn't like it.
She said it's all right. Where's like the sweatshirt?
Okay.
And I'm like, I got the Ranger sweatshirt. I told her, I go, if you want, just go to the website and you can check it out. She's like, you mean I got to pay for it?
Well, okay, but it doesn't sound like you're presenting. Now, I'm going to guess, that's funny. I'm going to guess that Hop presented his bag to Nicole a little differently than you did.
I left it on the counter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to guess that, you know, Hop preemptively like, hey, Nicole, honey, look what I got for you. Oh, how was the night? Oh, it was great. Look what I got for you, baby. And you make her feel special. You know, you probably get into bed. You're like, oh, yeah, by the way, there's a bag downstairs. Yeah. If you want it. If you don't really want it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you probably could have oversold it to get her a little more excited.
She saw the bag inside the bag on the counter and was like, that's all you got from the thing? I go, no, I got sweatshirts. I put them in a closet or whatever. But they're for me.
I already hung them up, sweetie. Jeez, dude, Brad, you are a piece of work.
Brad is in Brooklyn. What's up, Brad?
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks a lot. At this point, what is Aaron Judge going to get a little Paul O'Neill in him? He needs to get angry. He's got to be embarrassed. I mean, everybody's having a moment but him. Even Gleyber Torres, of all people, has a moment. And he's been a whipping boy for how many years with the Yankees? So that's my spiel on that.
It's time, man. You know, I thought that this was the case in one of the previous games. It didn't really materialize. And you've heard Big Poppy and A-Rod and Jeter say this pertaining to Judge, but even others who have struggled. Like, it could be a broken bat bloop. It could be a seven hopper. Like, that just somehow finds a hole. You never know what's going to lock in. Do I think for sure that Aaron Judge, that base hit, and it was hit hard to left field at the end, is going to lock him in? I can't say that because he's been so cold for a while. But I'll be consistent with this. What I didn't like early in the series was his takes. He looked like the recognition to what was being thrown was so delayed on his part that his takes were jumpy. And his takes were hasty. I thought last night, maybe still different because I'm there and I'm looking at the entire, it's just a different presentation. I thought his takes were better, and which tells me he's seeing the ball a little bit better, which tells me he could be on the path to start hammering the ball.
To that point, they did mention on the broadcast later in the game that he looked less jumpy. I'm pretty sure Joe Davis said that he, quote, looked less jumpy.
Well, you know who Joe's listening to.
I'm pretty sure that was the case. If you... we play this game sometimes, a confidence game or whatever. Going into tonight.
Like this. Hit me with a few, by the way.
Okay. Give me your confidence on Garrett Cole.
Do the usual one scale of 1 to 10. Okay. Maybe about an 8.2.
Whoa.
Yeah, not quite. I mean, not
That's
quite.
High.
Yeah, it's high. But remember, our scale, and if you remember how our scale started.
Yeah.
How did it start? Grading, you know, like back in the day, like, is she a 6?
That scale, okay.
Our scale's a little different. Yeah. Like, an 8 is good. A 10's amazing. A 9 is, this is great. An 8's good.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, over the top, the best I've ever seen. So, I think Garrett's going to give a chance to win 8.2. Next.
And below 5 is serviceable, depending on what time it is.
Yes,
and
that
Garrett,
is true.
Garrett Cole, I would go my confidence in Cole is a 6.
Again. That's it? Yeah. Serviceable.
Yeah. No, I'd go Garrett Cole at 6.
All right. I could see a 7. Why a 6?
He's been inconsistent in the playoffs.
He has been.
One bad, one good, right. One okay, one great last time out.
I can't fight you on that.
Same team. And also, it's as I said earlier, it's a combination of him through the 88 pitches, being taken out with 88 pitches, which shows me something is just not 100% right. Also, the Dodgers lineup. seeing the Dodgers lineup, seeing him again in the Yankee Stadium, I'm going to go a little bit less. So I'll go six for Cole. How about the bullpen, which has been lights out, near perfect for the Yankees?
I mean, it's got to be in the nine territory. The only reason why it's not a 10 or even a 9 plus, like, you know, if you get the lefty Cortez Hill matchup, and it's a Freeman or it's an Ohtani, I'm not worried about Muncy, but those two guys, like, you know, those guys are so amazing. And Cortez and Hill stuff is a little light, so I'm going to still say a 9.
Yeah, I'll go 8, but I still think that push comes to shove, and they've been great against that Dodger lineup. I mean, even the most trusted arms with Holmes and Weaver, they're not going to be perfect the whole time.
And they haven't been perfect so far.
That's exactly right. Well, getting beat in the Cleveland series, but this series they've been terrific. I don't know.
What's your number? You said 8?
Yeah, I'm going to go 8, which I think is high.
8's a good number.
And then I'm just saying we don't have to go through the specific bats. I'm going to give you the bats overall.
Go for it. Bats overall.
Yeah, just overall the offense. You saw what you saw last night.
7.5.
The pitchers are going to be much tougher tonight, even with, you know, Flaherty a second time.
Yep.
Better Dodger bullpen arms.
Yanks are going to hit tonight.
Still at home.
Yeah, and now the Dodgers could hit a little bit as well, though I have confidence in not incredible, like not unwavering, but good confidence in Cole. I've got more. I've got fairly equal confidence that the Yankee bats do their job and Gerrit Cole does his job. Now, to what extent? Does it mean 7 or 8 runs? Does it mean a two-hitter? No. It means that the Yankee bats will score enough to win, and Gerrit Cole will put his team in a position to win based on some early zeros. So the confidence is real, is not over the top crazy, but definitely good.
Which adds up for a win to you, and for me, it's a 6 for Cole, 8 for bullpen, 6 for the bats.
Manager?
Manager? Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Let's throw that in there, buddy.
I'll give Boone a 7, and I give Roberts a 2.
Okay,
I have confidence in
that
Dave
2. As you've made quite apparent today, quite clear. So that number 2 is not enough to sway it a little more in the Yankees' favor in this kind of a game?
No, because I think they're so good that even he can't screw it up, and he hasn't to this point. Now, playing with fire, and maybe at some point he gets burned. I think the Yanks will hit. I think the Dodgers will hit a little bit more. Tim is in Norwalk, Connecticut. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Tim from New York, obviously. I'm sorry. I just have to say it. I work in Greenwich, and I'm originally from Long Island. I'm working at the Greenwich Brewing Company that just opened up. Malcolm and Kevon are here right now with Haley. Anyway, long story short, man, I felt like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas when Anthony Volpe hit that grand slam last night. I was banging on that. I had to pull over almost.
Yeah, when he's in the shower, a little score scene. Yeah, let's go.
I know, but we're winning tonight. I mean, Gerrit Cole, I mean, he's nonchalant right now. He was cruising it against Kansas City. You saw him, his look on his face. He was just like, oh, my God, I got this. And, you know, he's just like, get me to the World Series. And this is what he's made for. This is what we're paying him to do.
We hope so.
We're going to L.A.
I think so, too. I certainly hope so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So, and I do think so, the next game, I'm not even going to get into that now, with Rodon, I mean, that's not what you want to save your season. I think Garrett gets us to L.A.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose.
Bats in him.
I think they're going to lose tonight. I think it'd be a good game, tough game. Yankees bounce back.
Give me a score
offensively.
Give me a score. Sounds like you're thinking about 5-4, 6-5.
No, maybe, yeah, I'm going to go maybe 7-6. Yeah, 6-5 maybe. Something
right
like 7-6, 6-5. I think you're going to see something like that. I think both teams will hit tonight. Yeah, I'd be surprised if the Dodgers didn't score more than three runs. But, hey. And I did say that the path was bullpen game. Check. We saw that. Gerrit Cole and on the mound, and you're facing Flaherty the second time. That's the path to get to game six. I definitely don't see it going beyond that. Rodon versus Yamamoto in L.A., that's, I think, where the Yankees' road will definitively come to an end no matter what happens tonight. But I don't think they get past tonight. I just feel like the Dodgers are going to put it away tonight. Time to welcome in Susan Waldman. Susan's appearance is brought to you by Empower Solar. Susan, we weren't sure if we're going to be having a game to talk about tonight, but here we are. Yanks getting on the board in the World Series, Game 5 tonight. I want to start with Gerrit Cole. We were discussing this before. I know Andy Martino wrote about it, where there are no issues, or at least Cole said there are no health issues. Do you believe Gerrit Cole is fully healthy and strong ahead of tonight's Game 5?
Sure. I believe he's as healthy as one is after an entire season of pitching, or however many months he is. I think he's as good as he's going to be, and I don't think there's an issue at all. And by the way, this is why he's here. Tonight is why he's getting all that money, and tonight, and he, by the way, knows it, wants it, and is ready for it. You know, when everybody says, are you healthy? I remember once somebody asked Judge, I think it was this year, maybe it was last year, somebody said, how are you feeling? Is there anything wrong? And Judge's answer was, well, what month is it? And he said, the end of September. Then I'm fine. Because nobody is ever fine after the first time they pitch during the season. So at this point, sure. I mean, I don't think at all that there's any issue with him.
Susan, what were you thinking as go back to game one where he was pulled after the 88? And I thought we had Aaron's brother Brett on yesterday with me and Sal, and we thought, and he said that he was given, Aaron was basically given Gerrit any chance to prove to the manager that he wanted to stay out there. But he necessarily didn't get that. That was Brett's guess. Did you think that Aaron went out there hoping to hear something different to keep him in the game?
Well, you know, at that point, yes, because that was, and you know, I flash back to when Joe Torre was going out to get David Cone when they were playing the Mets.
Yeah.
And Cone talked his way out of it. He lied to him. He said, I'm fine. Joe said, I like to go out and look in people's eyes. And he said, I knew he was lying to me, but I couldn't let him leave. And then there was Mike Messina, who yelled at Joe, get away from here. Don't you dare come out here. No, there wasn't any of that. So I think he was spent. I really do. He's not going to, you know, ask to come out of a game. But I think if Aaron goes out and takes out Gerrit Cole, there was a reason. And I know people say there was 88 pitches. I'm sorry. 88 pitches is on paper and you're not there. I think that Aaron either felt something or Matt Blake felt something that he's losing it. And if you looked at what he did, there were some long shots. There were some good defensive plays made behind him. But if you look at it in a vacuum, what's he doing taking him out at 88 pitches? But there's a reason he did it. He didn't do it so he could go to the bullpen. He went out there because he saw something that he didn't like. And so you have to, you know, and Boone would never say that ever. In 100 years would he ever put it on. He said, I just thought it was time. And that's how he is. And if he said it was time, I'm sure he didn't do it in a vacuum. I'm sure Matt Blake saw something. I'm sure Brad Ausmus, who was a catcher and did it for a long time, saw something. And yeah, no, that's, you know, we've seen guys tell managers, get off my mound. That's, you know, Gerrit Cole was not like that. So obviously there was something they thought he spent was the word Aaron Boone said to me.
The one thing, Susan, that shocked me about this series so far through the first four games is the lack of offense really on both sides with the star power that they had. I was surprised. Do you think that continues tonight, being it's the second time the Dodgers will face Cole and the second time the Yankees will face Flaherty?
I think Gerrit Cole is better the second time he sees a team. Because he knows what to do. Flaherty, I think, will be gotten to tonight. His record on 4 days rest is not good. I mean, he's still a good pitcher, obviously, but he's better when he gets longer rest. There's some stat out there that when he has 4 days rest, it's four something the ERA. When he has 7 days rest, it goes down, and he's had 10 or 11 days rest a few times, and then it's way down. I don't know if there's any kind of injury with him. You know, he has had back issues, and that was evidently the reason that the Yankees said no to this trade. But he's a great pitcher, and I would Cole gets stronger. I'm expecting a Gerrit Cole performance out there.
All right.
The thing about you said about offense, don't forget where we are. I mean, these are the two best teams, but I'll tell you one thing. The Yankees do not win games 2-1. They are not built for that kind of game, and particularly in the World Series, and they're gonna have to do that. I'll tell you something, and I might be dumb. I've been up since 5:30. I'm packed, ready to go. So,
wow.
Whoa,
all right, Susan, let's go. She ready? 5:30, my goodness.
Susan, I'm not even a Yankee fan. You're pumping me up.
I know. I'm 10 years old. I can't sleep.
This is great. Now, do we mix in? What do we do? A little shake, a little stretching, a little yoga, a little walk? What are you doing at 5:30? I know you're doing something because you're in good shape. What are you doing?
I went out and I went running with my dog.
Nice.
And then I do a little bicycle, pack my clothes.
I love it.
I cleaned the house.
Yeah.
I cleaned the house. I packed up my vitamins in little packages for the days we're in Los Angeles. I'm ready.
Going back west, Susan Wolman, BT and Sound on the Fan. Of course, every pitch here on the Fan, home of the Yankees. So we all had our preconceived notions going into the series, right? And whether it's the stars, the reserves, the whole package, the defense, the IQ, the coaching, all the stuff. Are the Dodgers, it's an odd way to put it, better or worse than you thought coming in?
Oh, I thought they'd been good. I watched the whole Mets series. They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good. And they did, and the Yankees did play them. They were here this year. And they're really good. They really are. If they've got a problem, it's, you know, and Dave Roberts, it's funny because you talk to the people in Los Angeles. Dave Roberts has had the same problems with he should be fired as Aaron Boone all the time. I don't know how you do a better job than what Dave Roberts did this year. He lost his entire pitching staff. I mean, there's a reason there were three rookies in the bullpen yesterday.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason for that. If you look at and Walker Buehler didn't come back till much later. But there's five starters that are sitting there. They're on the bench, and they're injured. And I just think he's done a magnificent job with this. The injuries, and then Mookie, who went through just an awful slump. People screaming, Mookie Betts should be benched. I mean, it's back and forth. It's like you're looking in a mirror. With what's going on, you know, their big star, Mookie should, like Aaron Judge, should something. Still waiting for the guy who said on my Instagram that they should send Aaron Judge down. This is in April. To get his swing back. I'm still waiting for an apology. But it's the same thing everywhere. The Dodgers are very good. They've got flaws, obviously, too, and it's in that. I thought their pitching would not be as good as it actually has been. Take yesterday out of it. They knew what was going to happen yesterday. But they're better than I thought, pitching-wise.
You know, that's my biggest issue with Dave Roberts, Susan, is that he's done this in the postseason throughout. He gives up games. Like, this is the World Series. And I know it's today's baseball, and I got to get around to it.
Wait a minute. Who's he supposed to pitch?
Well, how about somebody actually good? Every arm he threw out there.
Well, but you can only use who's in the room.
You tell me he had nobody available in a bullpen game? But he's done this, Susan. He did it in the division series.
He did it because he doesn't have stars. I'll tell you, and I'll go back to something Kevin Cash said to me. Remember Kevin Cash, he started, the Rays started this opener thing.
Yeah.
Way back. And it was Sergio Romo who was the first one. And I remember Justin Verlander had said, come on, be a man, get a starter out there. And Kevin Cash came back in the paper and said, if you were on my team, I wouldn't have to use an opener. And if you look at that, he saved all his high leverage guys. He didn't give up the game. They didn't, you know, it was 2-0 first inning.
You said he saved, and that's my issue. As the game is 5-4
late. They were behind.
Okay. But in game two, the Yankees were behind, and Aaron Boone, and I thought Smalley went to Clay Holmes and kept that game within striking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Roberts just pushes it forward, and you're right, he was behind. But he doesn't use one of those 15 billion arms. He can't wait to rotate them.
What 15 billion arms? They're dead. Yeah. Did you see Blake Treinen the other day? It's really easy to sit and look at this. And so Blake Treinen could hardly get the ball over the plate last time out. He needed 2 days at rest, and he's the only one. He has the two guys that came back, Gratterall and Vesia. He has used them more, and he's got those are the two fresh arms. The other guys are dead because they've been doing this for 3 months.
Maybe that's part of it, that he's using these guys too often. Even Gratterall in game three, he took him out. He was doing okay. I mean, the guy's in the game for an inning. Can you let him pitch an inning? He takes him out to bring in a lefty to face Jazz Chisholm, who can't buy one right now. I respect your opinion, obviously. I think Dave Roberts too many times has not managed to win the game today and looking ahead. And at some point, maybe that's going to catch up with him.
Okay, it'll catch up with him. Where are we? We're in game five of the World Series. You can do that all along, and I'm always fascinated. It's great, and that's what's great about baseball and arguing with people. But we don't know things. We really don't know things. You don't know what's. I mean, I can tell you what Aaron Boone says. I'm sitting there, but I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know what's going on in Blake Treinen's shoulder. I don't know what's going on in Brewster Gratterall's back. That he's a game five of the World Series. He's doing something right.
I got you. Susan, you've been around Volpe since he made the team. His family's there a lot. What do you think last night meant to that kid?
He said he can't even describe it. I know that family pretty well, and I just wish that I could have been around and seen Grandpa, who was Grandpa Volpe is there all the time, and he's just a delight. That's his grandfather, paternal grandfather. Mm-hmm. He's the one who started all this with the Yankees. He's an ex-Marine who grew up in the Bronx, and I wished I had seen his face when that happened, because this is, you know, we see all the pictures of Anthony Volpe. It's 3 years old, standing with Jeter, and then it's seven in the parade. Uh-huh. This is real. Yeah. This is all of us having a dream and it coming true in front of 50,000 people and millions on television. And what that meant to his family and to him, he said, I don't want to think about it yet, but he did say it was the greatest moment in his life. I mean, that was the first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You know, that was when the entire the entire stadium, I'm going to start to cry, the entire stadium started chanting Volpe,
yeah.
And when he went out there in that ninth inning, that was I can't even imagine. Oh, how about having your dream come true on the biggest stage in the world, and you know, the relationships that are there, he and his family and Volpe and Wells, this is all real. It really is real. When Anthony Volpe was asked about Austin Wells and the home run, and he said that he's the first call I make in the morning and the last person I speak to at night. I mean, this is real. They're like brothers, and it's an amazing thing to watch. And you know, it's unbelievable. I can't even imagine what he'd been thinking. But I was thinking of Grandpa yesterday, who was sitting there in his little Yankee jacket, and what he must be thinking. And you know, his parents are there all the time. It's something.
Yeah, and the World War II reference, which is how we got into the game, listening to the Yankees on the radio sitting on his bed. Yeah, I mean, it's just an amazingly beautiful story.
It's a movie. The whole thing is a movie.
I'm with you. Well, let's keep it going. So let's get second act tonight. Now, what's interesting, I know you are, aside from the emotional stuff that we just touched on, like the tangibility factor for the bottom third of the Yankee order now, that becomes a little different. Everybody looked good last night. Verdugo went yard the game before. And when I said to Sal, I didn't necessarily expect those three guys to score six runs tonight. But now that they should, in theory, be tougher outs, the pitchers, starters, and relievers are going to now have to grind more to get by them and could leave them more vulnerable against Soto and Judge.
Well, that's very possible, and that's a good point. And one of the things that happened with last night is because everybody got into the act, everybody is now breathing a sigh of relief. Everybody, because you could see it. They can tell me from now till next March that they're not pressing. You can see it. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their face. They want so badly to make something happen. And I think with yesterday, that explosion, and I know that it wasn't Flaherty out there, and I know that it wasn't Walker Buehler out there. We all understand that. But I think just for their sake and the way they go about things, they can say that they're positive and they're focused and everything is wonderful all they want. But until you see that relaxed look on their faces, which happened yesterday, you worry a little bit. So maybe now the bottom of the order will contribute like the bottom of the Dodger order, because they do. I don't care if Max Muncy is batting 200. Eventually, he's going to put one in the seats.
Well, I was going to
Sorry, Susan. That was going to be my next question. How long do you think this Yankee staff can keep the Dodgers lineup at bay?
That's up to Gerrit Cole, isn't it? Gerrit Cole better be out there in 110 pitches tonight and still going. That's what I think is going to happen. That's me, you know, but I'm a child.
Even the bullpen, though. Even the bullpen, Susan. I mean, well, we all wanted that in game one. That's why I thought maybe something was up. But even the bullpen has been lights out for the Yankees. It doesn't matter who they've gone to. For the most part, they've gotten the job done overall, even in this postseason. But specifically this, you know, the Dodgers had a chance to blow out the Yankees in game two, and they didn't do that. Even in game three, the tack-on stuff, it's just not there for the Dodgers. And specifically the top of the order. You're right. The bottom of the order has contributed. Ohtani, Betts, they haven't. I know Ohtani's banged up now. You know, you mentioned Muncy. These guys aren't getting it done to the level that they did in the regular season either.
Well, because the pitching is better. I want to see Gerrit Cole hand the ball to Luke Weaver and get on the plane.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Let's go. Yes. I like that. Speak it into existence, Susan. Let's go. She wants to go back out west.
My part. Well, no, actually. I mean, that's the only option. I mean, four trips back and forth in a week is a little much, even for me.
Yeah. I hear you.
But,
all right.
You think they could come back and win this series?
I've seen too many things, yeah. Of course I do.
That's
because,
right.
I was there with 0-2. I saw it from the other side with the Red Sox. Mm. And I've been there. I mean, it can happen. I don't know. They're going to have to play perfect, and, you know, and the Dodgers going to have to not play the way they played the first few games.
Right. Like, technically anything can happen, yes. But because of the Dodgers being so good, like, I did think there was a legitimate path to get it to a game six. I don't know about anything beyond that. And I'm not as confident as you or BT are about tonight. But, I mean, it's going to take a lot, Susan, to even get back to game six and then win game six and game seven.
It's a lot, but, you know, we're all fans, right? I mean, if you want me to write it down, pros and cons, you'd say, what are you talking about? But I've just seen too many things. I mean, I've just seen too many things happen. And that's the great part about sports, isn't it? Isn't that why we watch? Isn't that why we're in this?
Yeah. Otherwise, we're watching.
Because it can happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. Baseball, as John says all the time, baseball is different than the other sports. This, you know, football, usually the best team wins. Basketball, the most talented team wins, just about. Baseball, I really believe anything can happen. You know, when I saw the first World Series I ever covered was 1988, and I watched that Dodger team, which wasn't half the team as Oakland.
Mm.
Beat them. I was sitting there when Dennis Eckersley gave that, when Kirk Gibson hobbled out. I mean, that doesn't happen. Well, it happened with Willis Reed, but it doesn't happen in other sports. It really doesn't.
I know. It's amazing. You know, we could sit here and analytics creep into the conversation often. End of the day, bottom line, Susan, you cannot quantify momentum, and the Yanks got a little taste of momentum. A little. Uncle Mo went to the other dugout last night.
No, momentum stops at the next day's pitcher, but I'll go with heart here.
You couldn't just ride with that. I mean, come on.
No, I can't.
You should have.
Susan, are you sitting next to John on the flight if it does go back to game six?
Oh, yeah.
I worry about your health. John doesn't say he sounds sick. You don't want to get that cold for game six and seven.
He's got a little cold. No, I don't usually. I get sick once a year, and I've already had it. I get sick once a year between when we come back from Florida and come and open the season.
Yeah, and BT took advantage of it. You were out for a day.
That's right.
BT hopped in that pool.
I don't want you to get too sick, but get sick three times next year.
I lost my voice.
I worked eight games.
I actually lost my voice, which to me, you know, I've made my living with my voice for 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying when you actually can't talk. But I hear BT's son is going to be the next one. So
what'd you think, Susan, of of those guys in right field grabbing the ball and glove and arm of Mookie Betts?
I don't have words angry enough for what I saw the other night. And the no repentance and saying that Mookie swore at him. I'd do a lot more than swear at him if somebody grabbed my wrist and started pulling the ball out of my glove. I just thought that was awful. I don't, you know, fans, you can yell and you cheer, and I love it, and I laugh with the bleacher creatures. And even the Dodgers say Alex Verdugo used to tell me the guys in left field when he was a Red Sox, he said he was trying not to laugh. They were mean, but they were so funny that you'd have to respect that. This I really hate, and I hope he's never allowed to go in a ballpark ever again.
It's a horrible look. Hopefully, Matt.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? The fans are better than this.
Yes.
You know, there's one jackass in 50,000 people.
Hopefully, Matsui's first pitch a little better than O'Neill's last night. Paulie, rough night for number 21.
Funny? And then it was AJ Burnett who called for a do-over.
I know.
You want.
And then Paul spiked that in the dirt, and AJ, I don't even think AJ caught it.
He got it there. It was great. And how happy is AJ Burnett to be back in this fold?
Good
after
for him.
That? He's been around a lot. He's one of my favorite people. He's a little, a little different, but he's one of my favorite
difference
people.
Difference good.
Difference good. Difference is good.
I love when they turn the lights. I was there last night. I sent you a text, obviously, the video with me and my son. But being in there, I love when they turn the lights off. Like, that is just...
Okay, you're going to have to explain this to me because for me, it doesn't work.
Mm. Why?
I don't know what they're trying to do. I'm trying to introduce the umpires and I can't see them.
Oh, for you. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell me what they're trying to do because I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you. I think my first answer is I think they're just trying to throw a little Hollywood in there for the exorbitant ticket prices. Just making
no,
it a little
bigger. They've been doing this all year, and I didn't get it in June, and I don't get it
wait,
now.
Wait, so they? I've only been to day games outside of last night. They do this for regular season night games?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they started this a while ago. Yeah, maybe they were practicing.
I don't remember that the two games that I filled in for you. Maybe I was just nervous or just consumed with the job. I really don't remember seeing that when I filled in for you.
Well, you would have been reading the umpire alignment, and you wouldn't have noticed, probably.
Well, if it was dark, I would have. Unless it was too dark, I would have.
No, it's not dark in the booth. I just don't know what it's supposed to be, because yesterday, this is also a different crowd, World Series.
Yes.
It's always a different crowd. I think the first night... The regular people weren't there, so these people didn't know what to do. And then the iPhones, then they saw, this is what we're supposed to do. Then I saw the flashlights. It's like, I guess it's supposed to be like a rock concert.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, the last rock concert I went to was Michael Jackson, so he didn't do that.
Wow, Michael Jackson, where and what year? I mean,
Michael Jackson, Madison Square Garden.
Wow. What year, roughly?
80s?
Oh, like early man. 80s? Like right after 80s. Off the Wall?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When he was, Thriller. That thing.
That's 83. Legendary.
There you go.
I loved it. He was brilliant. Brilliant.
I agree. What
would you think of Fat Joe?
That's really not my ilk. I didn't understand one word of Ice Cube. You know who I thought was coming out?
Oh.
I was so disappointed. I don't know these people, but I thought it was the guy. What's his LL?
Cool J. Mama said knock you out.
The guy on NCIS LA. Yeah. That guy. Yeah. I thought that was going to be
Ice-T?
I know he's a rapper. And I it wasn't. It was
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J is wildly attractive for one thing, and he's wonderful. And I thought that was who was coming out. And I was really disappointed.
not it's wildly. He is yoked though. He's definitely got some muscles on him,
and also bald.
That's funny.
I'll have you.
No,
add.
I didn't say wildly. I said wildly with a D.
That's what I mean. That's a pretty aggressive description, by the way. But
he's a very attractive man. He's an extremely attractive man.
Better than me and
Sam. I thought that's who was coming out.
Better than
me and Sal.
No, BT, let's move on here, although I won't disagree with LL Cool J. I do have one actual last baseball one for you, Susan.
What?
How hurt is Ohtani?
He's got a separated shoulder. How hurt do you think he is?
Yeah, he's wincing it. I mean, maybe you know more than I do, obviously, talking to all these people around it, but I give him credit. He's wincing with not every swing.
You know what he said? Well, it's not only that. Watch him when he runs. He takes his left arm and he holds the part of his shirt by his right shoulder so that the shoulder doesn't move. Chuck Knobloch did this a couple of times. They popped it back in. Last year, Logan Ohapi did it in Boston. He came back and played in New York, and then he couldn't do it anymore. And they're saying this is what Tatis had, but Tatis had it on his front shoulder, which was a lot worse. This is his back shoulder. He actually has said, Ohtani, that he doesn't feel it when he swings. But he's off. He's obviously off. I mean, he chases, and I don't remember Ohtani being the chaser. And now he's chasing.
Yeah, and we're gonna let you run. That's gonna hurt more. Like if you square up a baseball, all right, it might hurt a little. But if you are out in front or you just flat out miss and you get no contact, that's where it's gonna hurt.
That's when it hurt. And you said he was wincing, and there were two strikes. He went down and away, and tried to. He swung through two of them. You could see him wincing. But you know what? Just his presence there changes things because he could still be Ohtani, and we've seen that before with other people. Just him being there.
All right.
You know, Jason Giambi once was really hurt and was in a terrible slump, and they kept shifting on him and all that. And I said to Ron Gardenhire, they're playing the Twins, I said, why are you doing that? He's hurt and hasn't had a hit in 3 weeks. And he said, because he's still Jason Giambi. And you just never know. So you play him like it's Ohtani. It makes a difference just having him as a presence.
Thank you, Susan. Good luck tonight. Hopefully you're headed to L.A. for Game 6 and potentially 7, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan's appearance brought to you by Empower Solar. Supercharge your savings and electrify your life. Always fun talking to Susan. We learn something new, it seems, every time.
She's got a crush on Double L.
Oh, who wouldn't?
She's not alone, by the way, I'm sure.
At first, I thought she meant LL, but then I was like, oh, maybe she got confused with Ice-T because he's an actor as well.
He does some stuff, too.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he's a Dodger fan or what's his deal. I get confused.
I feel
that,
he's West Coast, man.
Ice-T is as well? No, I thought he was East Coast. He might be both.
Wait, LL?
He might be bi-coastal.
New York LL. Oh,
no,
about Ice-T.
Yeah. And I feel like LL's been wearing Dodger hats, too. Wasn't LL, where was he recently?
A lot of people, you know, the hats get mixed. I've seen LL in Mets gear. I've seen LL in Yankees gear. But
where the hell did I see him?
He must have been a fan.
He must have been on some podcast recently. I feel like I saw somewhere LL Cool J. I don't remember where. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.